Bob Lovell, host of Indiana Sports Talk, now in its 20th year on air, joins us on the eve of Hoosier Hysteria and March Madness. Bob, congratulations on the milestone, and thanks for being here.
Well, thanks, Griff. It's great to be with you, and it doesn't seem possible that it's 20 years. And literally, it has flown, and it's been a lot of fun. And thanks to people such as yourself and others, not only with MS but with Network Indiana, it's been a fun 20-year experience to do the show.
It takes a lot to have the staying power you and Indiana Sports Talk have had. How and why do you think Indiana Sports Talk remains relevant two decades after its launch?
I think if you look at the basic concept of the show, Griff, it's a show that talks about games, high school and college football and basketball games on a weekend. So if you think about small towns around the state of Indiana, which are Network Indiana affiliates, who have music formats or sports formats, but they've gone, and if you're a music format station in, let's say, Madison, Indiana, you're supporting Madison High School sports, and you're making a nice money with them on the weekends and in terms of advertising opportunities for local merchants and supporting the program. Well, what we try to do is capture that excitement around the state, and I think that's one of the reasons why we've been able to maintain the show for 20 years is it's been a consistent message, and it's about the good things that kids do on our fields and courts around the state on Friday and Saturday nights.
It's sort of like a Hoosier State version of ESPN game night. Your personal popularity throughout the state is great now, maybe more so in the hinterlands than even in Metro Indy. Why do communities from Michiana to the Ohio River relate so well to you and your show?
Well, I think they relate to it because I think they feel that it's genuine. I think it's consistent. We're an information-driven show. It's not an opinion. If you think about this, Griff, it's Indiana Sports Talk. It's not the Bob Lovell Show, and that's by design. I've never wanted to call it the Bob Lovell Show because I'm not the star of the show. I'm the host of the show and helped create the show. But it's not my opinion. It's not my thoughts. It's me trying to act as an air traffic controller, if you will, for calls, 20-plus calls per night, bringing information from coaches and media members around the state, plus those scores every 15 minutes. And I think people relate to that. And I think people, they're fans. If you're a football fan in southern Indiana, you've heard all about region football. You've heard about Hobart. You've heard about Merrillville. You've heard about these famed programs, and you want to know and hear about them. And I think the same thing is true if you're in Indianapolis. You've heard about the great basketball in Fort Wayne or in Evansville. And I think people relate to the fact that it's uniquely Hoosier. We have a relatively small state, and I think people take great pride in being part of something that's going on in and of their state.
One unique facet, like you said, is that it's not a listener call-in driven show, that it's a focus about coaches and insights and scores. But how has social media changed the delivery of scores in your show?
Well, social media has changed everybody's lives in great ways. Do you think back when we first started, Griff, what people don't realize, we actually did take listener calls for the first 3 or 4 weeks. It became an unmanageable situation in a sense that while you're presenting this information from a coach or a media member, and then you'd break and you'd get a phone call from this location or that location. We just felt that for us to consistently manage the message and to consistently develop and deliver the information for people, that we had to go in that direction. And at the beginning, we got our scores from our affiliates around the state. They'd call and let us know, or fans around the state would call with those scores. But as things have evolved with social media now, with our Twitter and scoreboard page on IndianaSportsTalk.com and 1070TheFan.com, instead of being a post-game score, we want people to update us as things go on. So let's change that dynamic. And secondly, we used to be the primary source of scores for everybody in the state. We know we're not now, but in the format in which we deliver with those scores and that information plus those conversations, we really think it allows us to be distinct and unique like we have been.
Indiana Sports Talk and your tutelage has been the launching pad for the careers of several current broadcasting up-and-comers and others elsewhere within the industry. The Fan's Michael Grady, Matt Taylor of the Colts Radio Network, others affiliated with the IHSAA. That has to be a great source of pride for you.
Well, it's a tremendous source of pride, and I'd like to say that I had something to do with the success of those two guys, but they were talented when they walked in the building. But it is fun, Griff. We have a show that – think about this. We are on every Friday and Saturday night for 40 weeks a year from August through May. So if you're a young guy man, you're giving up weekends. You know, I give up. I've given up 20 years of weekends to do the show, and gave up 21 years of weekends to be a basketball coach. But young guys, I ask them to come in and think of it as a 2 or 3 year type of learning experience. Get in, learn the business, have fun, work as hard as you can. As you know, I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher and a coach. I have been since I was 22 years old. I've either taught and continue to teach at IUPUI. I've coached for 21 years. So at my core, I'm a teacher. And to be able to see people who've worked with you, that you feel like you may have had something to do in the development that they have career-wise and personally, pride is not even close to, I think, explaining how you look at that. I'm enormously proud of what Michael and Matt have done, and everyone who's been associated. We've been fortunate to have great people associated with the show, and in large part, I think that's a major portion of our success because of the people who've been with us.
Last question, it's about advertisers and sponsors, because without them, there's no show. Through the years, you've done voice work for sponsors affiliated with the show. Tell us from your perspective, what is the best or most effective way an advertiser can integrate in and around Indiana Sports Talk?
Well, Indiana Sports Talk, Griff, is a show that touches a lot of people. I mean, not just in terms of the numbers of people who listen on a weekly basis, which is a strong number, but if you think about it, everybody's involved in high school sports. If you stop and really think about this logically, on a Friday night, there are a lot of parents taking their sons and daughters to games, or a lot of parents going with their families to games. You go to games with your family. And when you jump in that car, we know what people are doing. They're finding Indiana Sports Talk because they want to get the scores and they want to hear the conversations. So the show, I think, crosses demographic lines, and it also gives a message of positivity. It's not about opinions. It's not about who played badly and what the excuses are. And we don't blame anybody. On our show, we want information, and we want to hear who played well in that particular town, so aunts and uncles and moms and dads and grandparents can hear about their son, their grandson, or their daughter, or how they did. And we want to try to capture that feel that's uniquely Hoosier, of being involved and engaged in your high school or small college program in your area, and you support it on a daily basis, and that's what we do. And so we think because we're consistent, because we're genuine, because we're uniquely Hoosier, and because we touch so many different lives, we think it's a perfect vehicle for people to be involved in and furthering their message around the state.
Bob Lovell, 2011 Indiana Sports Writer and Broadcaster Hall of Fame inductee, and again, now in his 20th year as host of Indiana Sports Talk. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Griff. Thanks for having me.